on, I guess it must have been on, was it on ESPN or on
NBC? It was ESPN Saturday night.
Yeah, and so we had Joe Namath on the sidelines being interviewed by Susie Kohler, and she was asking him some fairly technical football questions, to which he responded, I think more than once, I want to kiss you.
Twice. On two separate... Two different interviews. This is the part that kills me.
Yeah.
Why is everybody talking about how what Joe said and what Susie... What about the producer who said, you know what, let's go try it again?
Go back to Joe.
I mean, who made that call? And is he enjoying his Christmas? Because,
yeah.
I mean, that, I just think that's crazy. They showed up once with her on the sidelines with Joe. She said, Joe, what do you think about blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I want to kiss you. And they're like, okay.
You know,
so.
You do that, it's almost like Joe Namath is in the room. It's uncanny the way you've got him. You know.
And then so they cut away, go to the booth, whatever, and then they come back.
Well,
and she says, so Joe, let's try it again. Hey, what do you think about blah blah blah? I really want to kiss you.
I hope we're rolling tape on that. Right. Well, as you pointed out also, one reason this might have been sort of forgivable is that because of the way Joe Namath ordinarily talks, you wouldn't necessarily automatically know right away that he was drunk.
True.
Because he has that kind of, as you said, kind of Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, he's got the flair.
On the other hand, the fact that he was responding to questions about the wishbone offense with, I don't care about that.
Well, like you said, who wouldn't want to kiss Susie Kohler?
Well, who wouldn't want to kiss Susie Kohler, indeed?
She's cute.
Well, we can't all kiss Susie Kohler. We can't. That's why. We just can't all kiss Susie Kohler. She's entitled to pick and choose, I think.
I could maybe set something up for us.
Well, it is right down the road, anyway, when you think about it. I don't know why I've been such a stranger. But... It was a very odd moment, and it was just a guy who was drunk, and I thought she handled it with aplomb.
Right. Everybody's very, very excited about how professional she was. Everybody really liked her. She does a great job.
I've always liked her because she talks like a normal person.
Exactly.
She doesn't talk like some kind of broadcaster. She talks like somebody you would be sitting there watching the game with at your house.
She actually used to play football when she was a kid.
Play football?
Yeah, she played.
What kind of opportunities would there have been to do that?
Well, you know, the opportunity to play football.
Like, do you play on high school teams?
Yeah, like, I enjoy the game.
Boys high school teams or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she was doing it to, you know, make millions.
No, I understand that.
She was doing it to kick some butt.
Yeah, the chance of her turning pro was probably pretty limited.
Yeah, small.
But that's interesting. I hadn't known that. But so anyway, the Tempest didn't keep out. Nobody really cares about it. Except that I'm amazed that it doesn't happen more often, because think about this. You have pro athletes at games, or ex-pro athletes at games. What's the chance that they're not drunk? Of course they're going to be drunk.
And isn't that what Joe Namath was always known for anyway, being a drunken womanizer?
Well, also he was a...
I mean, a little before my time.
A fairly talented quarterback, but...
Well, that
there
too.
There was also that.
Broadway Joe, right?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm just amazed because they are constantly doing these sideline interviews. And, you know, I would imagine that a lot of players do show up drunk.
Right, but I think a lot of those players are smart enough to say, no, thanks, I'll decline on the interview because I am a blobbering fool right now.
Well, it's good to have somebody in your posse who's like the designated driver, but you know, he's like the instead of taking your keys away, he takes the microphone away.
That's helpful.
When you're assembling your posse, you should think about that. Our numbers are, by the way, 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, *WTIC. Do you care that the Red Sox did or did not get A-Rod? This involves the royal family. And Queen Elizabeth, she keeps corgis, as you probably know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
You know what a corgi is?
Yeah.
It looks like a little meatloaf.
A little wiener dog.
Yeah, a little. Well, it's more like a meatloaf.
Stocky, like a bratwurst dog.
Yeah.
As opposed to a wiener dog.
Yeah, meatloaf, the wiener would be the dachshund. And in fact, it's funny that you should mention this, because one of Queen Elizabeth's many accomplishments over the course of her long and storied career, in addition to keeping the Irish down, would be that she did introduce a new breed of dog called the Dorgie. And the Dorgie apparently, I'm not making this up. And this apparently involved having left one of her corgis alone in the room for a little bit too long with a dachshund named Pipkin who had belonged to her sister, Princess Meg. And so there are now Dorgies, which look both like meatloaf and wieners.
Dorgies?
Corgis.
That's what they came up with.
Yeah, but anyway, what happened was that Princess Anne, apparently the royal family, they just have too many dogs. And some of them are unsupervised, and apparently one of Princess Anne's terriers attacked one of Queen Elizabeth's Corgis, and the Corgi didn't make it. And so it's going to be a very, very gloomy Christmas this year. But they are the royal family, and they should be accustomed to bloodshed. Now, tomorrow, you are actually doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, are you not?
Yeah, I am.
But you are a Jew. It seems kind of unfair that you should have to do last-minute Christmas
shopping. You know, life's completely unfair when you're a Jew. I had heard that.
I had heard there's been some discontent, but I wasn't familiar with the details.
Started a long time ago. Unfairness.
But so you have to do Christmas shopping.
I do, because, like I said, Hanukkah is it's a complicated holiday. It's 8 days. Nobody ever knows when it is. It's too hard to
it's
keep track of.
It's why Jews are so good at math, though. They have to figure out Hanukkah, you know? It's like, you know.
First day, second day, yes.
I would never be able to do that.
I don't know.
Being Irish, I'm lucky if I can show up on the 25th and, you know, aim the presents of the tree.
Christmas is a nice holiday, aside from all the religious part.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is that tomorrow I've always dreamed of, just for maybe one Christmas, being a Jew on Christmas Day. Being a Jew on Christmas Day means, of course.
So have I, Colin. I have never gotten to do what you want to do on Christmas Day.
Go to the movies and eat Chinese food?
Yeah, never.
You've never gotten to go to the movies and eat Chinese
food? No, I was open to Jew in
the greater New York area, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like your constitutional right, isn't it?
I don't know. We were always in Vermont, and we'd open presents, and then we'd go skiing.
Oh, it's the skiing thing. That's why. That's what guys got in your way of actually having that experience.
Well, I guess I would rather go skiing than go to a movie.
Will this be the first year ever that you've not gone downhill skiing on Christmas?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because, you know, you're kind of...
I could always go to Mount Southington, right?
Yeah, you could. if you sort of woke up feeling completely compromised, as though... Your life was kind of on a downward slope, as it were.
If I miss my family and Park City enough, maybe I'll go to Mount Southington.
Yeah, but if you woke up thinking, I am an Olympic skier, but I'm no longer an active Olympic skier.
Yeah.
It's Christmas, I'm usually skiing at Christmas. If I'm not about to see my life, it's just one long marking of time until death, maybe I should go skiing. I'm just saying, this is a little mental health thing. Not to try to get inside your head or plant any particular idea.
You're always trying to mess with my head, Colin.
But what I want to do, I want to be a Jew. I want to go to the movies. I want to see The Lord of the Rings, and I want to eat Chinese food.
That sounds fun.
It's within my power, I think. It's within my power to do it this year. And so it's important to have a dream and to go for it. We're visiting with Carrie Scheinberg from ESPN. And if you want to call, I know most people are calling, but I think they're mainly calling to ask when the show's going to be over.
Do you like seeing movies by yourself?
They're calling. Yes, I do, actually. I love seeing movies by myself.
Really?
I do, yes.
But then who do you talk about it with after?
And it's a good thing I like seeing. I don't have that many friends. That's a good point. There's nobody to talk to after. But there's also nobody else's reactions or personal picks or anything like that you have to deal with. Yeah. And if you sit somewhere and then you decide you don't like where you're sitting, you can move. You're not afraid. You mind if we move?
But then how do you know if you liked it or didn't like it?
Well, there's this little internal gyroscope called my soul. This one.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
Plot is to Dana Whalen for being the first person to find this, but in all this 53 pages of junk. Apparently the Roland family has Looney Tune checks for what? They have Looney Tunes checks that have, like, Bugs Bunny hitting Elmer Fudd with a golf club or something. Which, you know...
Well, that has a certain decorum to it, doesn't it?
Maybe this could be worked into the impeachment hearings. That's all, folks.
Create a photo. Use
a bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
All right, we're finishing the last few minutes before it becomes officially Christmas Eve with my new loyal friend, Carrie Scheinberg, who I guess I'm not really allowed to make fun of anymore.
That's right. Wait, what time does it officially become Christmas Eve?
I don't know. I'm sure most people think it is Christmas Eve right now. I happen not to because I'm still working.
I was going to say, all those people who took today off at work.
Like almost everybody.
Told me it was Christmas Eve.
Well, yeah, you're getting out of work.
Yeah, I work.
You're just getting out of work.
Like a dog.
Let's talk to, I'm just trying to get carried away here. Let's talk to Peter in his car. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Colin. Happy Hanukkah, Carrie.
Thanks, Peter.
My name is Peter Shapiro.
I was just, you know, I was just mentioning you to Gary out there. I was just mentioning our long love affair.
Yes, I'm Peter Shapiro, a Catholic on Christmas. You know, I wanted to let you know that there is a Hawaiian Christmas song by, and Colin could get this for you for coming in from Hawaii.
You should get me a present.
You know, Malakanu Kana'i is a Hawaiian Christmas song by Bing Crosby.
Put them together and what have you got? No, it's not that song. I hope Sally's driving right
What's
now.
What's it about?
And if he doesn't get it for you, we'll get it for you.
Okay, Peter.
Anyway, I saw Adaptation today, Colin.
You did.
And Carrie probably has seen this.
Yes.
It reminded me that it's not who loves you.
Yeah.
It's who you love.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it reminded you of my twisted, tormented, miserable, self-loathing writer self.
No. It's just that it's who you love.
All right.
We know that you love Carrie.
Yeah.
And we love you, Colin. Merry Christmas.
I love you too, Peter. I hope the hell Sally's driving now. And yes, do you want to reveal my other big secret on the air?
Colin cries at movies.
Yeah. I mean, you've never seen that. I just happened to tell you that.
He admitted it.
I did. I cried twice at the end of Love Actually. Over two different plot
Second
lines.
Second time today I'm going to use that word. Yeah.
Two different plot lines made me cry. I cried at the end of Remember the Titans, which is this goofy football movie with Denzel Washington.
Do women like that?
Do women like that I cry at movies?
Yeah.
What the hell do I care? I'm usually by myself. You mean like the women of the other rows?
Yeah, do they feel them migrating towards you when they hear you sniffling?
Do the women sitting several feet away care whether I'm sniffling or not? I don't think so. I don't know. What would be your guess about that?
I'm running with tissues. I personally wouldn't be particularly moved by that.
You wouldn't like it if you were with the man in the movies and he started crying and you didn't?
I don't know if it would affect me one way or the other, to be honest.
You know, it just means that I'm in touch with my feelings, and maybe you're not. Maybe because you had to become this competitive athlete. Maybe because you had to push yourself and try to beat other skiers, you had
sure,
to deny
Colin,
the
let's
softer
part. Drive Carrie into the ground.
Well, I was just trying to strike back a little bit. I don't want to come across as this person who only cries at movies. I want to be understood that I have a tremendous mean streak that's about 8 miles wide, and that I can be assertive when I need to.
You can't cry at, like, silly, sappy movies. You cry at, like, real bad movies.
Well, I cried at Schindler's List, too. I mean, okay.
But Jerry Seinfeld made out during Schindler's List.
I didn't see that episode. Is that really true? That's a very funny concept.
His parents busted him. You were making out at Schindler's List! What's wrong with you?
All right, we're going to close out our holiday greeting with a brief conversation with Locutus. Make it fast and make it sweet. It's Christmas Eve.
Would be cool.
Could you say hello to Carrie, too?
Yeah. Are you really from Vermont?
I'm really from New York, but I really spent a lot of time in Vermont skiing.
Oh, God. How could anybody even think about that?
Why?
Oh, God. I mean...
He doesn't like because of the gay marriages.
Just think about that idiot from Vermont who's running for president.
Yeah.
Howard Dean.
Colin, you know what would be really cool?
What?
If you were Jewish, and you know, like, when they spin the dreidel?
Yeah.
It'd be cool if a little alien dart that had, like, a poison on it that was, like, self-guiding, like a self-guiding torpedo shot out.
You are so Christmassy, I almost can't stand it. You are so Christmassy and wonderful, it just melts my heart. Oh, actually, I have a whole other minute. I could have sounded them out. I could have heard more upsetting, dangerous alien things, but I don't think that probably is anything
worth talking. Those Christmas wishes?
His Christmas wishes?
Is that what?
I think he heard me talking about wanting to be, just for a little period of time, Jewish on Christmas Day.
Ah.
I thought you had a tremendous amount of freedom as a Jew on Christmas Day. Now, it turns out in your case, you really haven't.
Wow.
You've had to give Christmas presents.
I don't know, you do. That's not true. You do. I do. Yeah. I have freedom. I have the freedom.
Well, now you have freedom. Yeah. Now you have freedom. But, I mean, growing up in your family, it sounds like you
probably did. No, we celebrated.
You celebrated. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we want to, in our waning moments here, thank everybody who helped out with today's show. And also all of you who helped out with our holiday store for the Salvation Army. That just wrapped up today. And I guess we did raise a lot of money. And everybody who helped out along the way, of course, we have a tremendous amount of gratitude. And I'm lucky enough to work with a great partner, Bruce. We'll be back on the 29th, and a terrific producer, Bobby Sherwood. And he and I will be back on Friday.